Welcome to Your Soulful Podcast, helping you get out of your head and into your heart. Navigating your healing and spiritual journey can be a roller coaster. My goal on this podcast is to support you to be your best self, stop beating yourself up, get out of your own way, and start living your dream life. Happiness, joy, energy, loving yourself, heart-based business, and a soulmate relationship are all available to you. I'm your host, Charlotte Bezzi, spiritual life coach, intuitive energy healer, your energizer bunny and sprinkler of joy. I'm ready to get down and dirty with the truth about the healing journey, the spiritual path, and living life to the fullest. Some episodes will be me, flying solo, sharing the challenges I've faced and overcome, my intuitive downloads, and all the lessons I've learnt and struggled with on the spiritual journey. Other episodes, I'll invite special guests to open up and share their zone of genius to deeply support you. Stick around and buckle up, because I promise it'll be a ride full of truth bombs and authenticity, so that you know you're not alone and you can heal your relationship with yourself too. Don't forget to hit like and subscribe to the podcast. Come hang out with me on my stories over on Instagram at Charlotte_Bezzik. Remember, the life you want is yours for the taking. So what are we waiting for? Let's dive on in. Hello, lovely soul, and welcome to Your Soulful Podcast. I'm your host, Charlotte Bezzik, and today's episode is all about loving yourself through the heavy, the big feelings, maybe when your heart is hurting as a result of things in your personal life or as a result of things that are happening in the collective. Now, this week I wasn't actually going to even release a podcast. I've been deep diving in a big course and program, learning lots and lots, and also having to process a lot of my own stuff throughout this journey. So I was taking a break, and then all of a sudden, this morning, I was sat here and it came through. People need help with this. And I was like, okay, so I'm sitting down to record this episode. It's not going to be a long one, but I promise it's going to help you. If at any time during the past few weeks or in your life, you feel heavy, the challenges are coming, and maybe you're struggling to navigate them. And this was me practically all the time before I joined the self-development path, before I started my spiritual journey, before I started getting help and support with things that were going on in my life. I just used to try and muster through and figure it out by myself. That didn't go too well because I ended up going around in circles for years, thinking I was making progress, but in reality, I wasn't. So, the past couple of weeks, you've probably felt it, you've probably seen it, and you've probably been feeling stuff in your own life. And I put a poll up on my Instagram stories in the midst of eclipse season, and everyone voted. Literally every person that voted for ups and downs, feel like I'm on a roller coaster. There was three other options: feeling great, feeling amazing, feeling good. No one voted for those. Everyone felt like they were on a roller coaster. The ups and downs, eclipse season brought a lot up to the surface. And there were things in the collective that happened. And I'm sure you're not immune to seeing what's going on in Palestine, in Gaza, and in Israel. And that added another layer for people. On top of their own personal challenges, they then were witnessing and seeing the atrocities that were going on in the world. And people felt that in their heart, because as humans, we feel, right? And I felt it for myself, a helplessness. What can I do? How can I support? And I went down that path. And if you've been down that path too, it's human, because you care and you have a heart that when you see someone else in pain, you want to do something. You don't want to sit back and just witness it going on without feeling like you're actually making a difference. Now, as much as I'm not going to talk into what's happening over there in the situation, this is not in any way bypassing what is happening in the world. But it's to give you some tools to support you to navigate when you are feeling that heaviness, when your heart is hurting, and what you can do to actually love yourself in a deeper way. Because that's what I see is needed more than ever. So eclipse season, I was feeling it. I was in the thick. As an energy healer and a Reiki master, I also feel energy deeply. I can sense the energy of the collective, even with clients, my group of Sacred Circle girls, one-on-one clients I support. I could feel this heaviness that people were holding on to. I felt it within my own body too. And adding into that, I'm also doing a huge somatic trauma certification at the minute. I uncovered some big, it was big, okay, some big inner child wounds and patterns and programming, and it all came to light in the middle of eclipse season. And I was like, holy shit, this is a lot. And I've been great, like really good since my retreat. Yeah, life's happened and things have come up, but I've just been navigating it. And then eclipse season happened and I felt like I got hit around the head by a 2x4. Thanks, universe. Really want to work through all this right now. And as much as I am a healer and a coach, I still navigate my own journey. I'm not perfect, I never will be, and I'm not completely healed, and I have no intention of being either. I'm just navigating life now at this stage and watching what's revealed in any given moment, and that being the invitation for me to work through it. So mid-eclipse season, I had a couple of what you would probably class as breakdowns, like huge emotional releases. A lot of stuff came up to the surface, old beliefs. I was doing some healing work. And then I was doing my trauma certification, which is, as much as it is going to support me to hold space for others, primary is me doing my work on myself to hold that safe space for others. Because I refuse on this journey to be a hypocrite. And I refuse to sit in a seat as a coach and as a healer without doing my own work. Because it's one of my pet peeves. When I see a therapist or a coach or a healer and they're showing up in life without doing that work, that doesn't allow them to hold clients that are also navigating stuff. The more work you have seen a healer, a coach, a guide, a therapist, a mentor do, the deeper they're going to be able to hold you in your stuff. Because they're going to get out of the way and they're going to be so mindfully present with you versus getting triggered and activated by whatever happens during a healing session, whatever happens in a therapy session. And there are a lot of psychologists and a lot of psychiatrists in my course. And it is very apparent how little work a lot of people have done. And this course is bringing it all up to the surface, which is beautiful, but it's fucking hard. And anyone that tells you the healing path is all love, light, roses, unicorn shitting fairy dust from the sky, they tell lies. When you're courageously willing to look at your shadow, to heal your inner child, to go through all that stuff, that's when you can be more in joy, follow your dreams, be happier, be more confident. By your willingness to be courageous to go into the depths. Not the surface level depths. I actually mean the depths. And it's not easy. That's the truth. I've been on this journey 13 years and I've yet to go through a time where I'm like, this is like the easiest thing I've ever had to navigate whilst healing my inner child and shadow work and going through some of my past traumas and integrating and processing. All of those things can be a lot. Okay? And this journey is not about getting rid of things. fixing yourself because you're not broken. It's about revealing, which often life will do, and healing, processing, integrating. And as a result of that, you are then living a happier, more joyful life. You're then more present. You're then manifesting more because you're not carrying around, as I like to call it, all the baggage of the past. Okay, so I've been in the thick. I've been very emotional. This trauma causes a lot. And I also see and speak to my own coach, which can sometimes be a lot too. So I'm in it with you. You're not alone. I'm walking this path right alongside you. But I do want to share, if you've been feeling it big time, what you can do to support yourself. And maybe you're navigating a challenge. And if you are, I just want to give you some love. Just receive that for a minute from my heart to yours. I give this to my clients when we're in session. But I just want you to receive that for a moment. Just open your heart up to receiving love. Receiving whatever you need, just receiving it. Okay? Now, the first thing is permission for your humanity to exist. Permission for you to have feelings and emotions. Permission for you to ride the waves. Permission for you to have a great day. Permission for you to have not so great a day. Just permission for you to be human. It irks me, and I do get frustrated sometimes when I don't see the real. Like, show me the real. Like, tell me what you're going through. Talk to me about what you're currently navigating. That's what I want to see more from the spiritual community and the self-development community and the life coaching community. No, I've manifested this life. The shit show you had to go through to get there. Tell me about that, because that's where I am right now. So I hope this is just shedding some light that you are human, that you are going to navigate stuff. You're not going to be happy and joyful 100% of the time. Give yourself permission to be human and to have feelings, because no one gets to exist outside of that humanity. I don't know about you, but I'm in a body and I'm here on Earth. And I have to eat to stay alive, and I have to drink, therefore I'm human. And anyone that you see saying, I'm going to escape the matrix, I'm going to live in 9D, I'm going to be so enlightened. Yeah, great. Are you still human? Because then you are still going to feel, and you're still going to have interactions with other humans, and you're still going to be presented with what's going on in the collective. That's the power of your spiritual path. Is embracing your humanity. Being a human being, feeling, going through challenges, navigating it, and giving yourself some grace that you are human. The second thing is awareness. In any given moment, what is happening for you? When you are consciously aware, I'm aware I feel a certain way. I'm aware that my body feels heavy. I'm aware that this is arising for me. I'm aware that my mind is racing. I'm aware my ego is having a party. I'm aware I'm activated. When you're aware and you witness what is arising with curiosity versus judgment, okay? I've been talking a lot into that recently because it's been coming up in client sessions. And it's also one of the biggest things I've struggled with. If there was an exam for how to judge yourself, I reckon I'd have got an A star in that paper, because I used to be really, really good at it. Being mean to myself, judging myself, criticizing myself, negative thoughts, that was my bag. That was what I was really good at. So I've worked a lot over the years on not judging myself and being kind and being compassionate with myself. It's not perfect. Do I still judge myself occasionally? Yeah, because I'm human. But it happens less and less and less and less. And I'm really proud of it, because it used to keep me stuck for so long. So when and if you are judging yourself, bring awareness to the judgment. Witness it without believing it or taking action on it. Awareness is your best friend and one of the keys to living a more aligned, abundant, peaceful, happy life. Okay? Now, the final part is meet whatever arises with love. That goes for your feelings. That also applies to a situation in your life. That applies to your judgment. Can you meet what arises with love? Loving compassion. That's where peace exists. And meeting what arises with love. And that's a very heart-led body practice because you're not judging yourself or criticizing yourself. You're just meeting whatever arises in the moment with love. I feel heavy today. Can I meet that with love? My heart is hurting. Do I need to feel and work through some emotions? How can I meet that with loving kindness, compassion for yourself? And so many of my clients, they want more freedom. They want more love. They want more joy in their life. They want to live a life they're absolutely in love with. They want to find more peace. And we want to see peace within humanity, right? And that exists with starting to find that peace within yourself. That creates the ripple effect to your children, to your partner, to your friends, to your family, to your community, to your colleagues. Find that within yourself. Because the dark can't drown out the dark. Only the light can do that. And light exists inside of you listening to this podcast, inside of your heart. When you're meeting yourself with love, kindness, and compassion, watch what can happen in your world. It's life-changing. Now, if you're based in Perth, Australia, Western Australia, I'm talking to you. I have just announced A Journey Within, which is a beautiful in-person event I am hosting with the gorgeous Kat Gregory. The early bird tickets are available until November 5th. The event is on December 10th. This is my first in-person event back in Perth in almost 2 years. I can't believe it. It's crazy. It's a one-off, really special event to ground you back into your body so you can open your heart to receive some love, some care, and some nourishment going into the end of 2023. I would love to see you there, and the link to sign up is below. If you are looking for extra one-on-one support right now, my one-on-one spaces for November have just opened. It's a fast fire, 30 days, clear out the clutter, love yourself, rewire some subconscious beliefs so you can level up, elevate and expand moving into 2024. You can apply for one of those spaces below. I'll be back next week for more. Thank you so much for tuning in to today's episode. I'm sending you a virtual hug right now because I'm so grateful to have you here. If you loved it, be sure to share a review on iTunes so I can keep these episodes coming to you. If you aren't already following me, head on over to Instagram at Charlotte_Bezic. Plus, you can source a juicy free gift from me. Screenshot this episode and send it to hello@charlottebezic.com. I can't wait to connect with you in the next episode. Sending you love and light. Bye for now.